Welcome, everybody, to share number 1260. In the writing, it's share number 412. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the when one has to make a bracha, when one does not have to make a bracha in the middle of a meal, whereby they wash for bread, and they're eating various different types of foods. Okay, so we previously spoke about appetizers and the fact that when the appetizer itself consists of a fruit, so then it's taka machloikis amongst the poiskim, it's a dispute as to if one has to make a bracha or not. Some say, listen, bottom line is it's a fruit, you have to make a bracha. Others say, but it's one of the courses, not the main course, but it's one of the regular courses, an appetizer. Is something that served as a course. So, but be it as it may, bottom line is it is a machlekes. So we really want to try and work around it, to do the best thing to cover all grounds, which is what we always try and do. So we mentioned two options. Firstly, one could eat a small piece of fruit, less than a kazayas, with the same bracha before starting the meal, or they could even eat some of the appetizer itself, a little bit of the appetizer itself, before they actually go to wash and thereby making a bracha. It would have to be less than a kazayas in order not to get into the question of having do you make a after bracha, do you make the bar nefashos or not before you go to wash. And it's in this case, it's not a bracha shenitzrich, it's not a bracha that's not needed because you're getting yourself out of a machleket. Okay, so now moving along, that if the option does not work, that to eat a fruit before, whatever, they can't, whatever, this and that, they're not going to do it. But be it as it may, so what else could be done? So we said another person could eat also fruit during the meal itself, but something else. Before the meal, he could eat a little bit of the appetizer, but you have to make sure that it's less than a kazayis, right? But if you're going to eat a fruit during the meal, so we said you have to eat the same bracha. Obviously, if it's a waste, eat something that's waste, but something that's not part of the appetizer. Now, another option, which we did not really mention, is that one could actually eat the appetizer together with bread. And as you eat the appetizer, you eat bread together, each bite, you eat a little bit of bread, and becomes what happens is basically the appetizer becomes a tuffle to the bread. But the paiskim do bring down as long as a person wants the bread. In other words, they're eating the bread because they want the bread also. You know, they want the appetizer, they want the bread also. So in general, bread always takes precedence, and therefore the appetizer becomes a tuffle to the bread. They do bring down if somebody bedafka bechlal is not interested in the bread at all, and they're just doing it for that. It could be a little bit questionable, but in general, if a person likes the bread anyways, and they eat the bread, a little bit of bread with the appetizer together, so then it becomes also a tuffle to the bread, and that's another way to cover all grounds as far as the appetizer goes. Now, the Sfarim do bring down, Rabbanah brings down, just to quote the Maim HaKamis, Rabbanah brings on page 92-93, the Sefer Guidelines brings also that if somebody can't do one of these options you want to try and do to cover all grounds. But let's say somebody, whatever reason, they can't eat the bread, they're on a diet, right? They can't eat more bread than they had. They already had the kazayas, the kebaya, whatever it is. They already ate what they had to eat. They didn't have another, they couldn't eat it before, or they couldn't eat another fruit, whatever the case, for whatever the reason is, somebody that's just stuck. They have to eat the appetizer, and now what should they do? Should they make a bracha? Should they not make a bracha? They can't eat bread, and that's it. So they do bring down that since, you know, you are dealing with a suffix bracha, that they bring down that the options, if these options are not available, that we mentioned to try and get oneself out of the machlokes, one should definitely not make an extra bracha on the appetizer alone. There are poskim who say to make it, you know, you're dealing with a suffix bracha. This is how they bring it down this far, to be careful because of the fact that it is a suffix bracha, in general. So one should be careful if for whatever reason one can, you know, do one of these options not to make a bracha. But as much as possible, once you try and get out of it and, you know, work with one of the options that we did mention, again, either eating the little piece before, either eating another fruit during the meal, right, like we mentioned, or eating it together with bread. And those are various different ways of getting out of it. I mean, there is another option if you hear somebody else, or you see somebody else is going to make a bracha anyways. Let's say, for example, somebody didn't wash and they just want to have the appetizer, right? Let's say a person's not sitting on the table. They didn't wash and they want to eat the appetizer. I'd have to make a bracha anyway, so you could ask them to be mitzi you with that bracha. You know, have you in mind for your appetizer. So that's another eitzah teiva, how to get out of it, if that's also possible. So there are various types of ways of working with appetizers, like we mentioned. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha, Gol Tov.